really.
We're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys. We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLI. 1-877-DOCDALI. I really appreciate you guys tuning in. You can follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. You know, this Fort Hood shooting, it just absolutely blew my mind. You know, we're hearing more and more reports now of the quote unquote mental issues that the Fort Hood shooter had. Like, for example, this headline here from CNN, the Fort Hood shooter was an Iraq vet being treated for mental health issues. Apparently, he was being evaluated for post-traumatic stress disorder before, unfortunately, he opened fire on Wednesday at the Fort Hood Army Post. Apparently, he took his .45 caliber handgun and killed 3 people, wounded 16 more before taking his own life. And, you know, when we saw this happen, I remember on Wednesday going, again or no? Are they re-showing footage from the previous and no. And, you know, so now there's all this discussion, of course, on post-traumatic stress disorder. What was he treated for? Are we doing a poor job? You know, they said he had a history of instability and psychiatric issues, which they believe to be the fundamental underlying factor. He was married and I believe he had a young child. And so, you know, and the reason why we now are going into the whole intellectualization of this and the academic aspect is because we don't want it to happen again. We're grieving. And again, our hearts and prayers are with those that unfortunately were involved in this incident and those who have suffered from this massacre and this attack. But, you know, we want to feel like we're doing something. We want to feel like we're going to stop it. We're going to protect it. We're going to protect others. And, we don't want to sit and grieve. We want to feel like we do. And it helps us through the grieving process. Now, I guess there's also been reports that, the same gun store was involved, and you're going to start to see more people, you're going to see them focus in on, gun control and, you know, stores, guns, et cetera. And I think they're kind of focusing on the wrong thing. I think what we need to do is we need to focus on the people that want to grab any weapon. All right. They say this is being the second mass shooting at the Texas military base. This one gun store, I guess Guns Galore, is the store that's getting a lot of attention. I guess it promises about 3,000 guns in stock. And, you know, I just have to remind people, whenever you have somebody that goes off and decides to go on a killing spree, whether they take a gun, whether they take their truck, whether they take a knife, whether they take, you know, maybe somebody could argue that less people could get hurt. But I think we had in Vegas years ago, somebody just decided to plow their car into a crowd of people. That's a weapon. And if we try to blame the weapons and ignore why people are doing this, more and more people are going to do it. They'll just come up with another weapon. And there's tons of weapons out there. We all know that. So what could be in the mind of somebody that decides to just go and kill people? Why? And is it because of military experience? I mean, is it post-traumatic stress disorder? Or are we inadvertently giving somebody a diagnosis that true they may have, but blaming that diagnosis for something else when they really had a different diagnosis? Okay? You know, a lot of us can be traumatized. Absolutely. And many of us have been traumatized. We've been traumatized in a variety of ways. Nothing that I could imagine that our heroic military has to go through. But for many of us who had been traumatized, rape victims, people who were shot, people who were assaulted, people who lost family members in a car accident, people in rollovers and dismembered, etc., they don't seem to go out on shooting sprees. You know, we don't like people who got hurt with the Boston Marathon bombing. You know, we just don't think that those people that are recovering are going to go out on a limb and go on shooting sprees. So then maybe we need to just stop blaming quote-unquote post-traumatic stress disorder and looking at the big picture. You have many people that if they become affected in some negative way, they are going to react like an animal. And which people are they? Are those people that may have some schizophrenia, may have some bipolar, may have some post-traumatic stress disorder, may have some attention deficit, may have some Asperger's, may have diabetes, may have PMS, may have migraine, may have irritable bowel? Who are these people that have that? Now, we may never be able to diagnose because some of us have absolutely no idea how far we will go. You know, The Walking Dead show a lot of us watch, and it's pretty unrealistic as far as I'm concerned. But what is extremely realistic about that show, and yes, there is something realistic about the show, is human nature. Okay? I mean, you would think finding other humans, they would be your friends. And I think, okay, you guys will just kind of group together and protect yourselves, and then it's just a matter of time when the humans start to turn on each other. Now, true, that makes good television. I get that. But, I mean, I think, like, right now in The Walking Dead, they're with people who, my guess is they eat other people. I don't know. Spooky stuff, but that would be my guess because I've seen too many TV shows to know that if they run out of ideas, they just start to eat each other. But, you know, I mean, none of us would go, oh, my gosh, I'd never turn to cannibalism. But we've seen people do that in certain cases, in certain, survival, vulnerable states, putting people to the survival limit. You know, there are some things that we wouldn't think we would do. We would sleep with people. You would think I would never, ever, ever hook up with that person, and you end up doing it. So the fact that some of us don't have the control, this is what has to be addressed, and this is what has to be focused on when we look at treatment for this. Now, the problem is there's so many people that I think are out there with the screw loose. What do? We don't lock them all up. I mean, you can't do that. I think there's a lot of people with violent tendencies. There's a lot of people with anger issues. Well, just because somebody has an anger issue doesn't mean they're going to kill somebody. So us trying to identify who these people are is going to be difficult. And that's why I keep saying we need to do a stress test. In addition to cardiac stress tests that we have out there, a psychological stress test. Let's see how far we could get somebody and see how far they blow and what their control is. That's what we should do. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI.
It's hard to imagine when things are going reasonably well, just how quickly things can change. But what would it take? Economic collapse? Massive crop failure? Chemical or biological attack? So many situations could find you in the grocery looking to pick up food for your family only to find that the shelves are empty. There's nothing. Don't let that happen. Act today to make sure that if it ever comes to that, you and your family will be provided for. Visit freezedryguy.com to look at the wide variety of survival foods available. Freeze-dried foods from the Freeze Dry Guy store longer, rehydrate faster, are nutritionally superior to, and taste better than any other long-term storage food available. Visit freezedryguy.com or call toll-free 866-404-3663. freezedryguy.com.
Hi, this is Gary Cooper with Midas Resources Gold and Silver. Government shutdown, inept politicians, entitlements, looming Obamacare, the death of the U.S. dollar as a global reserve currency is what nobody wants to acknowledge. We have a debt bubble that cannot be paid and will eventually crash the dollar. If you're concerned about keeping your money, why not consider storing your wealth in gold and silver? Call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130. Together we'll discuss your options of buying gold and silver. Again, the global elite have plans for your money, and it doesn't include you. So call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130, and we'll discuss your options of buying precious metals. Also, I can send you information on how you can roll over your IRA or 401k into a precious metal IRA. Again, don't get caught with money in your account when the dollar crashes. call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
For years, you've been hearing about Herbal Healer Academy and how it's remained the leader in effective, alternative, and natural medicine and education. But how can they continue to hold that title for years on end? The answer is high quality and huge selection. Just visit herbalhealer.com and shop online or request a free catalog. You're bound to find the alternative you're looking for. Did you know that Herbal Healer carries the latest, safest, and effective weight loss products? You can also count on Herbal Healer for the largest selection of safe and natural supplements just for children. And don't forget your pets. Herbal Healer even has natural mineral supplements for all your animals, including horses, cows, and birds. Take a peek at their online calendar, and you're sure to find everything you need and maybe something you didn't realize you needed. Visit HerbalHealer.com and don't forget to sign up for the free Herbal Healer newsletter. HerbalHealer.com, working with the power of nature.
Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DR-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Tom, who was working the dials. And a big thanks to you all for tuning in so diligently. Remember to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. All right, so you know, years ago we talked about how coffee can protect the liver. Well, another study has come out saying that drinking coffee may reduce the risk of death from certain types of liver cirrhosis. Apparently, there was a study that looked at, and I apologize, I'm having a little bit of trouble with my computer here, 63,000 Chinese people aged 45 to 74 living in Singapore. Starting in 1993, they provided information about their diet, lifestyle habits, medical history, etc. Followed them for 15 years, and about 114 of these 63,000 people had died from liver cirrhosis. They found that drinking two or more cups of coffee a day was associated with a 66% lower risk of death from liver cirrhosis caused by non-viral hepatitis. Now, some of you are like, well, okay, wait a second, what's going on here? Hepatitis, the virus hepatitis, could cause liver cirrhosis, but we're talking about non-hepatitis patients, non-viral hepatitis. Now, hepatitis means inflammation of the liver. You could get alcoholic hepatitis, You could get kind of a biliary issue. There's a certain like biliary ascending cholangitis, things like that. Infections within the biliary tree that can later cause damage, scarring, death of the liver, cirrhosis. But non-viral hepatitis, we're talking about those types of causes that hurt the liver. Viruses we know are the most common, but drugs, alcohol, your immune system deciding to fight, etc. And they found that coffee consumption, you know, had lowered the risk of that. Now, if you had the hepatitis B, no, it didn't do jack diddly squat. If you drank tea, fruit juice, soft drinks, no. All right, but alcohol up to risk of liver cirrhosis, which we know that. Okay, so apparently this is the first study to show that, you know, how coffee can protect from death from non-viral hepatitis. So if you are, let's say, more at risk for liver disease, you know, maybe talk to your doctor about coffee. We've talked about coffee and how coffee could be protective for a variety of reasons. And my only problem is as many of the health benefits you get from coffee, usually you have to drink about 5 or 6 cups. And to me, the caffeine with that, it gives me a lot more headaches as being someone's doctor than, you know, liver health. I think there's other things you can do to keep your liver healthy, like not putting crap into the system. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Also news today, more research on this ketamine drug. We've talked about ketamine, which many people kind of remember us talking about. It's kind of a very commonly used horse tranquilizer, and many people use ketamine illegally as a party drug. They think that they could use ketamine to help people suffering from depression. Apparently, in this one trial, they treated about 40 patients who had suffered depression. They injected small doses of this ketamine over 40 minutes. Period, and they ended up actually becoming more chatty and more lifted spirits, etc. Now, some of you are going, wait a second. We're talking about using drugs to treat depression. We're not talking about long-term depression management. What we're talking about is some of these drugs out there, these quote-unquote illegal drugs that we would be using as medicinal drugs, may get people out of the severe acute depressive state. The severe acute depressive state is a very scary one, because even if they start feeling a little better, they're still at risk for suicide or even homicide. So what could we use? What do we have in our medicine bag that'll work quick? Now, in the olden days, we would just sedate the hell out of you. We would just sedate you and put you to sleep. So hopefully when you wake up, you're in a better mood. But, so we need something acute. And then we also need, now they are trying to look at something that could be done more long term and the frequency and the small doses, but they're not really ready with this ketamine to do that yet, but it's definitely something. And we found that interesting. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Color blindness had come into the news today as they found that white boys are the most likely to be colorblind, whereas black boys are less affected by colorblindness. The researchers also confirmed that girls much less likely to be affected by being colorblind. Now, with colorblind, not really blind, you just have difficulty discerning the lights. It's a genetic mutation that makes it hard to distinguish the color red from the color green, and variances of that. Researchers tested more than 4,000 preschoolers aged 3 to 6 in California and found that 5.6% of white boys were colorblind, compared to 3.1% of Asian boys, 2.6% of Hispanic boys, and 1.4% of black boys. Among girls, rates of color blindness was like anywhere from like zero, none, to maybe 0.5%. And, you know, many people who are colorblind, they say it's not that everything is black and white. It's they do see some colors. It's just it's not as descript or distinct. So there's you know, different ways to be colorblind, quote unquote. So the researchers also concluded that the screening for colorblindness should probably be at age 4. And the reason why is many times these kids, they don't understand why they're doing poorly on a task. The teacher doesn't understand. They start to do bad in class. They're put in the dunce chair in the back of the class, or however we were when we were kids, until finally somebody realizes the kid really doesn't know, you know, can't really discern the purple from the orange from the red, or the maroon, or the fuchsia, or the scarlet, or whatever the hell these colors are. You see what I mean? And so screen at age four. They do those tests where you have a number on another number, or a number of a one color over a colored, I forget what those tests are called, but those are the ones we use for that. And of course these kids deserve, you know, need the different lesson plans. So, you know, it's not all about the colors and the reds. Even though, you know, when we teach kids, they like using the colors. Kids like colors. Those that are able to benefit from their use, shall we say? And so we, whenever I talk to parents about learning and teaching, etc., color coding is extremely important, even with discipline. You know, if you get good points or whatever, you have certain colors, usually the shiny colors, like the stars that are kind of shiny, the gold, etc. Whereas certain things that need to be done, you use red. Kids understand colors. I even think animals do, even the colorblind ones. I think they kind of understand that red means you need to stop. I mean, red is some pretty hardcore, powerful hue. That was just an interesting study. We'll move on. Human teeth. This I found fascinating. Researchers are finding that maybe our ancestors about 2.5 million years ago had bigger teeth, but they also had smaller brains. They say the Homo sapien is the only primate whose tooth size decreases as brain size increases. Spanish researchers think that our teeth started to go down in size as our brains increased in size. Now, why is that? You know, now we understand that Neanderthal men, if you look at their skull, or women, okay, if you look at their skull, much less room for brain. Okay, that's how they could tell. I mean, when you look, you see the eye sockets, you see the top of the skull. You probably have maybe a couple inches from the top of the orbital rim to the top of the skull. Okay, maybe the distance between the top of the eye to the bottom of the nose. Now we have, and I also think we have bigger faces and bigger noses. Now when you look at our skeletons, you probably, the eyes are maybe almost at the halfway mark of the top of our head. So, you know, the area within the skull now can house a much bigger brain than our previous skulls did. So, and then of course, you know, in the beginning when you're born, you're more compliant, you have a lot more cartilage, so the brain and the head can expand as the brain grows. Not so much though, we're still genetically designed to have a certain build to us, a certain skeletal build, but as our brains have grown, we've had more room. But the teeth getting smaller. Now, why is that? Well, you know, maybe it's because we are eating less of foods that need to be, shall we say, serrated heavily, like our cattle and our antelope and our zebras running around the place. Maybe it's because we didn't need super sharp teeth. You know, maybe certain mating rituals started to get involved and we found that very sharp teeth would deter the rest of the mating ritual. I don't know. Scientists say eating more nutritious food like animal meat enabled us to eat less while still getting the proteins, fats, and so what we need. Larger brains, they say, have also enabled the Homo sapien, Homo is the genius, sapien is the species, to make key innovations using tools, etc., planting crops. So we didn't need to use our teeth as weapons or use our teeth as tools later on as we had to. And but you see, what's interesting is not using a body part, you know, does it really just start to shrink up? I think there's more to this, but it's still cool stuff. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI.
Speak. all I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So requests to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or
serious,
you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.
It's hard to imagine when things are going reasonably well just how quickly things can change. But what would it take? Economic collapse? Massive crop failure? Chemical or biological attack? So many situations could find you in the grocery looking to pick up food for your family only to find that the shelves are empty. There's nothing. Don't let that happen. Act today to make sure that if it ever comes to that, you and your family will be provided for. Visit freezedryguy.com to look at the wide variety of survival foods available. Freeze-dried foods from the Freeze Dry Guy store longer, rehydrate faster, are nutritionally superior to, and taste better than any other long-term storage food available. Visit freezedryguy.com or call toll-free 866-404-3663. FreezeDryGuy.com.
Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Please follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. I want to thank all of you so, so much for the donations that are coming in to help kids fight blood cancer. My website has a very easy donation site that links in where you could use PayPal, credit card, etc. We're asking for everybody to chip in $5. If you or your company could chip in more, please, please do. We really appreciate it. The money is going to a great cause. We help these kids pay for their medical supplies and medical expenses, as well as fund research to help look at leukemia and lymphoma, which helps adults as well. And so it helps everybody of all ages, of all races, creed, etc. And it is a phenomenal organization, the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society. Please go to my website at drdahlia.com to get that please donate and help. If you have any other ideas on how to help, please email me at drdahlia.com. My website has an email link. Please contact me. So this is interesting. Captain Crunch, all right, they say, is actually really staring at you. We're talking about literally staring at your child. Researchers from Cornell's University Food and Brand Lab, I guess, wanted to learn more about why kids fall for certain cereal brands. And their study confirms that cereals targeted at kids, you know, usually the heavily sugared ones, probably the less, you know, healthy, et cetera, are placed lower on grocery shelves where kids can more easily see them. Cereals aimed at adults are typically displayed about 48 inches off the ground. So your Kasha, oatmeal, granola, grape nuts. Oh, do you guys remember those grape nut commercials? I got to tell you, though, even as a kid, I wanted to eat grape nuts after the commercial because they looked like they were going to taste like grape, even though it was probably, I thought, one of the worst tasting cereals. But anyway, but a lot of those cereals, if you know, are up high. Yet what cereals are down below? Lucky Charms, Cocoa Krispies, Cinnamon Toast Crunch, etc. They also found that the cartoon characters on the cereal, all right, are actually designed so their eyes are looking 9.6 degrees down. They say that's the perfect angle to make eye contact with a child standing in the aisle. They say, by contrast, cereal boxes targeted at adults had the characters that stared either straight ahead or slightly up at an average angle of inflection of 0.43 degrees. Why? Because it's in our animalistic instinct to, if we think we see eyes look at us, we immediately look. Right? That's why the Muppets did so well, like Cookie Monster, because he had those googly eyes, Bert and Ernie, the eyes. There was a lot of contrast. Eyes demand attention. And they do. They are able to capture you. So Captain Crunch apparently has a look where it's staring right at your kid. Can I just say, I know a lot of you guys like Captain Crunch. I have never been able to stand the taste of Captain Crunch. Now, Count Chocula, I dug. That was good. There was the Chocula one in the 70s, and I think there was some Boysenberry or something like that. But I never liked Captain Crunch. They were just too sugary. I like my cereals meaty. To be honest, my favorite cereal growing up, with the exception of Lucky Charms, was the 100% granola, the raisin ones, right, that would come in a 2-pound box. I love that one. Now, unfortunately, it was more expensive than the other cereal. But I loved the granola cereal that was all sweet with the raisins. That was my favorite cereal. Raisin Bran sucked. I'm sorry. And I didn't like Raisin Bran because the milk would make the bran so soggy. Well, I couldn't stand that. Anyway, my husband loves Captain Crunch. So when researchers showed kids two different versions of a box of Trix, right? Trix is for kids. The box that had the rabbit, right, looking downwards versus straight out, increased, they say, brand trust by 16% and feelings of connection to the brand by 28%. So they said that difference could definitely increase in healthy sales. Remember Tony the Tiger with Frosted Flakes? Right? In fact, I think our Facebook buddies with the guy that does that. He's a really cool guy. They're great, that guy. they say that actually brings in the Tiger character, they say. The character, Tony the Tiger, brings in more than $267 million each year for Kellogg's. Honey Nut Cheerios, the B, $357 million. Now, really? You know, we're just thinking they're just decorating the box. But no, everything involved has to do with psychology. You guys should do that. Look around when you look at the packaging. Are they using a stripe? Are they using certain colors? Are they, trying to use the eyes? Like Hostess. Why is Hostess so attractive? The reason why Hostess is so attractive is because you actually get to see what you're about to eat on the box, and it takes up most of the box. Hostess knows they don't have to put some eyes or some stupid-looking bunny rabbit on there, all right? They know all they have to do is show the cupcake with the inside cream, and they've got a mate. They say he suggests that healthy cereal brands could beat sugar cereal brands if they have certain kid-friendly cartoons. Now, are we that superficial where all we have to do is take a look at the cartoon and then take a look at the no, we're not. But we do, though, have the mechanism where what we see helps us when we eat. I can't tell you how many times I would put in a piece of tofu in my mouth, and I could be eating halfway through the tofu until somebody says, "Where's my tofu? I can't eat chicken." And I realize that I was eating the tofu and not the chicken. All of a sudden I go, "Oh, okay, well then this is yummy. That sounds great. I'll just then take the chicken." And they're like, no, just finish the tofu. That's fine. And now I can't eat any more of it. You know? So, yeah. And so, please, your mind plays tricks on you. So absolutely. But with the psychology, you know, I've told you guys this, you know, I live in Las Vegas, Nevada, and I've lived in Las Vegas off and on since the early 80s. My dad liked to gamble, so would move back and forth a lot, depending on how well he did with, the table games, et cetera. And, you know, he was a good man. He was a smart man, but he loved the dice. He really did. And, so, you know, we were in Vegas and Phoenix kind of back and forth, you know, for many years, even though I was born in LA and originally started there. So, the casino in and of itself, and we've talked about this, has many ways to keep you very attracted and on your game and staying there. Like, you know, we've talked about how the bathrooms aren't close up. You don't walk in to a casino and have a bathroom right then and there. The bathrooms are kind of deep into the casino. We talked about how all of your senses are basically tantalized. You won't smell food because they don't want you leaving the casino to go to the food. The restaurants are kind of off to the side, okay? Because if you go and you eat, you may be full, get tired, and go home. So the restaurants are kind of, again, deep and buried in an area. But to get to the restaurants, you usually have to get through the casino. Now, many times we figure it out and we know what entrance to get into, so we don't have to walk all the way through the casino. But still, then the visuals. The carpet is a very, very strange type of carpet that keeps you awake. It's kind of orange or red and black and patterns. It's not soothing. You will never see soothing carpet. You'll also have the visualizations of the flashy lights. The flashy lights keep you awake. Casinos are extremely well lit. Things are very, very shiny. Things are very colorful. The more colorful. Sometimes once you get to the game, you need to be kept there, and then a soothing color will be seen, like green. Your table games will a lot of times have green on them. Sometimes you're even using a red or maroon, but normally green. Why? Because then green is more soothing, so you don't want to get up and move and see all the colors. The hearing of the ding ding dings. You used to hear clangs of the money. That would be very good on the ears. You would hear a lot of bells and whistles. It sounds like positive things are going on. And then, of course, the feel of the chip. The feel of the chip is something where you just don't want to let the chip go. You want to just touch it and play with it. It's a very strange feel of these chips that work. So same thing with the dice. It's an interesting feel to something else that you would just, you know, get at a store. So we're all manipulated, people. We are all manipulated. The problem is, I mean, how much more can, you know, these companies do? You know, I'm looking at the new Transformer trailer. I mean, I don't even know if there's a storyline. It's all digital stuff. Too much. 1-877-DOCDALI. Well, Mark Wahlberg's in there. I'll watch it then. 1-877-DOCDALI.
It's hard to imagine when things are going reasonably well just how quickly things can change. But what would it take? Economic collapse? Massive crop failure? Chemical or biological attack? So many situations could find you in the grocery looking to pick up food for your family only to find that the shelves are empty. There's nothing. Don't let that happen. Act today to make sure that if it ever comes to that, you and your family will be provided for. Visit freezedryguy.com to look at the wide variety of survival foods available. Freeze-dried foods from the Freeze Dry Guy store longer, rehydrate faster, are nutritionally superior to, and taste better than any other long-term storage food available. Visit freezedryguy.com or call toll-free 866-404-3663. FreezeDryGuy.com.
Hey everyone, have you heard about the no-no hair removal device that's sweeping the globe? If you want to go weeks without shaving and get smooth, professional, quality results, here's our favorite host, Cheryl, for no-no hair removal.
Thanks. Hey gals, I love talking about my no-no. It's this cute little hair removal system that you can take with you and use almost anywhere at home or on the road. No more expensive in-office treatments, painful waxing, and no more wasting your valuable time. Got unwanted facial hair? No-no has patented Thermacon technology that works on all hair and skin colors, so it's perfect for using on all body parts. And now you can take advantage of this incredible risk-free trial. Get the No-No, the facial kit, a travel case, and a $100 discount shopping card, and you don't risk a penny to try it. Try the incredible No-No hair completely risk-free. Call 1-800-953-6062. That's 800-953-6062. 800-953-6062.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL.
Lock in your price now. Take delivery in spring.
866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
In the U.S., one in every 50 homes will have a break-in this year. Burglars call it smash and grab. Police call it robbery. We call it avoidable. We are Fake TV, a simple electronic device that can fool even professional burglars. Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet and simulates the changing colors of a television. To a burglar, it looks like someone must be home watching TV, so they'll likely move on to an easier target. At only $29.95, Fake TV costs less than a month of most alarm monitoring plans and comes with free shipping. Order your Fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Back on the Dr. Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So, you know, we talk about stroke a lot of times in grown-ups, et cetera. Yesterday I was on more Fox 5 Las Vegas with Monica Jackson talking about migraines and stroke. We talked about this on the show as well, why women who have migraines are at higher risk of stroke. Well, now news has also come out saying insomnia in young people can put them at risk for stroke. I think we're just all screwed no matter what. Using data from the Taiwan National Health Insurance Research Database, better known as TNHERDA, researchers reviewed the health records of more than 21,000 people with insomnia and 64,000 non-insomniacs. They found that insomnia led to 54% increased risk of stroke as compared to non-insomniacs. And the incidence of stroke was 8 times higher among 18 to 34-year-olds. They say generally you're going to see stroke more among people over age 50, but it doesn't mean young people will not have a stroke. Alright? Now, we've known that there's been correlations between sleep problems, cardiovascular-related disease, etc. They say this is the first one to find insomnia-predisposed individuals to an increased risk of stroke. Now, see, the first thing I'm thinking about when I see this is it that they're not sleeping, or is it people who have insomnia are going to be more likely to hit the caffeine drinks the next day? And I think these caffeinated beverages that get pounded 2 or 3 at a time is what's putting you at risk for stroke. Now, other stroke risk factors include the high blood pressure, high cholesterol, heart disease, diabetes, obesity, inactivity, unhealthy diet, using too much tobacco, alcohol, family history of stroke, etc. But according to Fox News, in the health section, they talk about the systemic inflammation that insomnia could induce. Also, in addition to the increased blood pressure, you also don't seem to be handling your sugar well. We talked about teens and young people starting to be more prone to diabetes because they lack sleep. So, you know, it's just, why not add stroke onto the pile? We really need to get to the root of our sleep. Extremely important to get to the root of our sleep. And so I strongly urge all of you, if you don't sleep well, you know, or you're a teenager that has to play Candy Crush right before you go to bed, you have got to make sure you see your medical provider and get that checked out. Out of Reno, Nevada, I used to live in Reno, K-O-L-O, Channel 8, which I used to watch. They say that a doctor there is trying immunotherapy to help people with their allergies. It's a new type of allergy pill. I guess Dr. Boris Loshkins. I guess he says he treats about a third of his patients with this, with immunotherapy. They say it's a new tool, I guess, that we will be able to use and will become available. I guess it's like a sublingual form of a tablet. You put it under your tongues once a day at home. Now, this is very, very similar to homeopathy. Homeopathy, a lot of times you put drops under your tongue and certain drops that help you withstand the sensitivity of allergies, and those could be very, very effective for those of you who seem to do well and take to homeopathy. So apparently Dr. Loshkin treats about a third of his patients with immunotherapy. The allergen does not pass through the stomach. We are trying to bypass it by using it mostly in the mouth. You kind of suck on it, dissolve it, and then it could hopefully go from there. But right now it's for grass allergies. A lot of you guys are allergic to grass at this time. A lot of grass, Bermuda grass, Russian grass. There's certain thistles. I think there's a Russian thistle that a lot of you guys are allergic to, but also molds are a biggie. So it doesn't really seem to help with the mold allergies. But then again, a lot of times these immunotherapies or these homeopathic regimens that, you know, have been able to kind of work in a very similar fashion. Remember, most allergy patients are kind of allergic to a variety of things. Okay, grass pollen is huge. The grasses are big. But it'll be interesting to see how this works. But it makes sense, the whole immunotherapy concept. I definitely like to talk about it. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. L.A. is on alert as there have been 3 meningitis deaths reported in L.A. County. 3 of 8 people who contracted bacterial meningitis this year have died, and all 3 had sex with other men. Thursday confirmation came a day after the Department of Public Health urged gay men who had HIV or multiple partners to be vaccinated against meningitis. Meningitis is a very invasive disease that with the bacterial. There's bacterial or viral. The bacterial infect the meninges, the lining of the brain, the toxins. I mean, it's extremely, extremely dangerous, extremely highly infectious. And it's something where if we think you have meningitis, we immediately quarantine you. They say the three men who died did not have any direct contact with each other. All right. But where it's concerning people, especially in the gay community, is if you are immunosuppressed, how quickly this can spread and how quickly it could kill. Four of the eight people who came down with the illness had sex with other men. Three were HIV positive. The three who died in February and March were only 27 and 28 years old. And two of them were HIV positive. Now, does that mean if you aren't HIV positive, you're going to probably withstand this? No. People can be exposed to meningitis and die all the time. I mean, it's some scary stuff. And they want to make sure they don't have an epidemic. We'll keep you guys posted on that. Of course, signs of meningitis would be a severe headache, severe neck pain, not wanting to move your head and neck, because remember, the meninges, the lining, it's all connected, and it's inflamed, and it hurts. Sometimes high fever, dizziness, confusion, seizures, coma, death. It can be pretty scary stuff. But, you know, healthy people that don't realize they have it and they start having some neck pain, they could be spreading it by close contact with mucus, saliva, kissing, coughing, sharing, etc., close contact. Meningitis, if you survive from it, it could still lead to brain damage, loss of hearing, etc. So make sure you avoid it. Another study has come out saying bike riders are risking kidney and genital injuries. They say, according to a new study, found kids sustain about 10 times as many of these injuries as adults. So even though we're telling you guys to wear a helmet, the helmet's only on your head. Okay, what's protecting down below? Researchers analyzed data that they had been collecting at the National Electronic Injury Surveillance System, better known as NNSS, between 2002 and 2012. All right, they basically separated the patients by age group and, I guess, looked at who had gone to the hospital, what type of injuries they had, collision with the car, etc. It did not examine so much the severity of the injuries, but I think a lot of them had genital injuries. Bicycle-related kidney or genital injuries happened for about 4,000 people. They also discovered that children came to the ER for bicycle-related kidney or genital injuries about 10 times more often than adults. I can't tell you how many times I had fallen, like, saddled onto the bike bar of my 10-speed, and that was not fun. My brother was not liking his bike. I never understood that, because he used to love his dirt bike, but he hated the 10-speed. Well, that's why. Now I know. All right? So, just, you know, ask your kids. They may not want to talk about it. Okay, FDA is pushing real hard to propose a rule where they would establish its authority over e-cigs. One thing I think they do want to do is make sure that there are certain types of child-proofing, all right, because we are hearing about more and more nicotine toxicity, which I talked about in the previous hour. But the FDA, of course the FDA wants to be involved. This is big money. No shock there. Should they be regulated? I mean, here's the thing. If kids are going after them and drinking them and we are having nicotine toxic people, yeah, we probably do need somebody involved, which stinks. You know, people, this is why the government gets involved. If we can't get our acts together, of course the government's going to get involved. So, guess a law passed in 2009 gave the FDA the authority to regulate cigarettes, smokeless tobacco, roll your own tobacco, and gave the agency the power to deem other tobacco products to be within its jurisdiction. But it first must issue a rule to that effect. All right, guys. FDA's involved or going to get involved with our e-cigs. Good or bad? Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877 Doc Dolly.
Hang me down.
Hang me down. Hang me down in a little white church.
Hang me down.
Attention! If you'd like to improve your vision naturally, listen closely. Fact. Clinical studies show you can improve night vision, sharpen focus, and reduce eye strain using natural nutrients. Fact. You won't see the results you deserve with drugstore brands because these proven vision-boosting nutrients are missing in most eye supplements. Dr. Julian Whitaker has sold 4 million bottles of his Vision Essentials formula with the clinical levels of all 17 must-have nutrients for better night vision and better visual acuity with less eye strain and fatigue in as little as 30 days.
Don't settle for cheap supplements. Uninformed doctors who say there's nothing you can do, or vitamins that only cover some of the nutrients.
It's a fact. You can enjoy improved night vision, sharpen your vision, and focus more easily with less eye strain and fatigue in as little as 30 days.
Improve the health of your eyes today. Vision Essentials will change the way you see the world.
To get a free bottle of Vision Essentials for just the cost of shipping and processing, call 1-800-901-6779. 800-901-6779. 800-901-6779.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.